Okay, we're going to do a meditation, something that we see if we can kind of open our minds so that we can hear some strange stuff for an hour.
Yeah.
That's what I like about the course, it's strange. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Cool. All right. You are loving and lovable. 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 You are lovable. Accept the ideas or welcome the ideas. So you don't have to believe it, accept it or welcome it. Some of the ideas I'm going to present you may find hard to believe. Some of the stuff you might say, that's hard to believe. And some of the things may seem to startle you. You go, oh. You're going to have an enormous resistance maybe to some of the stuff that you hear today. But you're not being asked to judge. If you use it, you will see that it works. If you use it, you'll see that it's true. Like the idea that every time you bless yourself, you bless everybody else. I like that. Every time you bless yourself, you bless everybody else. Every time you bless yourself, you bless everybody else. Every time you bless yourself. Every time you bless yourself, you bless everybody else. Every time you bless yourself, you bless everybody else. Every time I bless myself, I bless everybody else. Every time I bless myself, I bless everybody else. Every time I bless myself, I bless everybody else. Every time I bless myself, I bless everybody else. Every time I bless myself, I bless everybody else. Every time I bless myself, I bless everybody else. Every time I bless myself, I bless. Every time I bless myself, I bless everybody else. Every time I bless myself, I bless everybody else. Every time I bless myself, I bless everybody else. Ooh. So the reason why I'm not feeling all the blessings I should be feeling in my life is because the people around me are thinking they need to bless me before they bless themselves. Okay, I want to ask everybody that I know, I would like you to bless yourself so that I can receive the blessing. I'd like you to let yourself have a happy life so I can receive the blessing. I'd like you to do the things you love to do and to be free so that I can have the blessing. I'd like you to have total peace, total safety, and total joy so I can have the blessing, because every time you bless yourself, you bless me. Love it. Isn't that cool? Now, we're going to start out with the questions that we were working on last week, and we'll finish that section. So please answer yes or no. to these questions. And we're going to be on page 463. Do you desire a world you rule instead of one that rules you?
Yes.
And that means a perception. Do you desire a world where you're powerful instead of helpless?
Yes. Yes.
Do you desire a world in which you have no enemies?
Yes.
And cannot be attacked?
Yes.
And do you want to see what you've been denying because it's the truth?
Yes.
Sometimes.
Do you want to see what you have denied because it's the truth?
Yes.
Do you really want to see the truth of everything you've been refusing to look at?
Yes.
Yes.
All right. Okay. This is where we left off. Last paragraph, paragraph 8, the course says, consider carefully your answer to the last question if you want to see what you've been denying because it's the truth. He says, let's ask the one question we haven't answered. The one question that we haven't answered. Yeah. The one question we haven't answered is, like Moses, pardon me, Red Sea, that was deep. The one question that we haven't answered for real, the course says, is do we really want to see the truth that we have been denying about ourselves? And then he says we need to let our reason tell us that the last question must have been answered and that the last question is answered in the other three questions. And then it will be clear to you that when you look on the effects of sin, which is attack or unhappiness in any form, if you're looking at any kind of unhappiness in any form, all you have to do is simply ask yourself, is this what I want to see? Do I want this? So let me get this straight. Every time I'm looking at something that's making me miserable or thinking of something that's making me unhappy or making me feel afraid or making me feel attacked, that's what I'm supposed to do is simply ask myself, is this what I would see? Do I really want this? This is your one decision. This is the condition for what occurs. You have to ask yourself honestly, do I want this? Do I want you? You know, you have to honestly ask yourself, do I want this? Honestly, he says we have to ask ourselves, is this really what I want to look at? Is the life that I'm looking at now really the life I really want to look at? Is this really it? Is this really what I want to see? Now, how your happy life happens is irrelevant. How your success or your happiness happens is irrelevant. How what you want happens is irrelevant. Why what you want happens is relevant. How it's going to happen, that's irrelevant. That's what everybody's always focusing on. The Course says what you should be focusing on is why it should happen. And everybody's focused on how it should happen. Because you have control over why it should happen. You don't have any control over how it's going to happen. That should be obvious to all of us adults. And if you choose to see a world where you don't have any enemies, anybody making you mad, want to kick your butt, you're all upset with all the time, if you want to see a world that you're not helpless in, then the way to see a world in which you are strong in will be given to you. The way to see what you want will be given to you. The way to see what I want is not something I can figure out how, but the way for me to receive what I want can be given to me by the part of me that does know how to achieve it. Why is up to me, though. Why should I receive it? Why should you receive what it is you think you're asking for? Why is it you think you should receive a wonderful relationship? Why is it you think you should receive prosperity? Why is it that you think you should receive what you want? Why? Somebody tell me why. Okay, okay, all right, cool. There's no wrong answers. I'm just asking, because that's what the Course says we should be asking. Why it happens is up to you. Do you know what it means by that to me? It means, you know, it happens. Why it happens is I'm willing to accept the way to make it happen. That's why it happens. It happens because I'm finally willing to listen to the way to achieve what I want that will give me what I want. I'm finally willing to listen to how I really can have what I want from the part of me that knows how to give it to me. Because obviously it's not the part that's always bewildered.
Yeah.
We are obviously not the ones to answer the question. If you would think of yourself as a multidimensional being, that means that there are many aspects to you, right? Okay, this aspect and this aspect don't know what the hell is going on. Okay, this is not the whole picture of us. But this aspect, of course, is we don't know what's happening. And so we're making up answers. Okay, then we look for the answer we made up. And that becomes our truth. So as soon as the person says back to me, the answer I made up, I say, that's the truth.
Wow.
Okay. Now suppose the answer you made up isn't true.
Maybe.
Isn't it deep? I heard my answer, so I said okay. But suppose my answer wasn't the truth. How can I tell if my answer wasn't the truth? Well, I'm not fulfilled. I'm not satisfied. I'm not happy. I'm worried. I'm concerned. I'm upset. I'm depressed. I'm figuring. I'm afraid. I got mace. I'm not afraid. Okay, I got some neighborhoods. I'd drop you off in Memphis and we'd see how much you believe God's with you. You know, when I hear people say stuff like that, like, it's so easy to tell it's just a bunch of crock. You know what I'm saying? I love everybody. Yeah, right. You want to love everybody. This aspect here doesn't love anybody. This aspect right here that's afraid, that's not my whole being, but the part of me that's afraid, it doesn't know what's going on. Okay? So I should never listen to the part of me that's afraid, because the part of me that's afraid is the part that doesn't know what's going on. But that's the one part I'm most likely to listen to because of the emotional reaction that it creates within me. It creates such intense feelings, it's got to mean something. Isn't that deep? Wow. Oh, I don't even know if I need to cover the rest of this, but what about it? Is it okay with y'all?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Now, why is the final question so important? Why is it so important that I decide that I do want to see what I've been denying because it's the truth in my life? He says, because all of the questions are the same except in time. All four of those questions are exactly the same except in time. The court says, let me tell you what I mean. The other decisions are decisions you can make and then change your mind. The other decisions can be unmade and then made again. But if you make the last decision to ask for the truth, well, the truth is constant. And what that means is it's a state where vacillations are impossible. The truth doesn't change back. You can make a decision and then change your mind, but you can't ask for the truth and change your mind. That's deep. In other words, you can desire a world you rule that doesn't rule you and change your mind. I can desire a world that I rule and doesn't rule me, and I can just change my mind about that, right? He says, I can desire to exchange my helplessness for power. I can say I really want to be powerful instead of being weak. And then I can lose that desire as soon as a little illusion tempts me. A little illusion of attack. A little illusion of something not going the way I want it to go. Then I give up my strength again and go back to Mr. Helpless. So I can change my mind about wanting to be strong and then deciding to be weak again. He says, and I can look around and say, you know, I really want to see a sinless, innocent world. And then I can let an enemy tempt me to use my body's eyes. That's funny. I can let an enemy tempt me to use my body's eyes. Mm-hmm. And then I change what I desire. Because when I look through my body, then it looks like there's something to be afraid of. So sometimes my fear can tempt me to look through my body's eyes and forget to look through spiritual vision that shows me that we are all one. So we can all decide. In other words, I can decide to see you in a really cool way and change my mind about it as soon as you do something I don't like. I can say I'm going to be strong when I walk out of here, and as soon as somebody does something to affront me, that I'm right back in my weak, innocent victim place. I can desire a world that I rule and not one that rules me, but as soon as I go out here and it's to my advantage, I'll act like something was done to me and I'm not ruling anything that's happening to me. I can change my mind back and forth. I can change my mind about all four questions except for the last question, which is, do I really want to see the truth I've been denying? Whew. Now, in content, all the questions are the same, because each question is asking if you're willing to exchange this world of sin, attack, and illusion, right, for the world that your sane mind sees. I'll say it again. Are you willing to exchange the world that you see through your fearful mind for the world that you could see through your loving mind?
Yeah.
That's something that we have to even consider that. Mm-hmm. Think about it just for a second. Isn't that deep? You know, it's like, do I want to see a world full of through my love as opposed to a world through my fear? I don't know. Because if I be honest about it, the people that I've gone through the most hell would have been the ones who said they loved me. And the people who fear me, at least they're not around me. Messing with me. The people who love me, they stick close and be trying to tell me what to do. People I don't like, at least they're not around messing with me. So I don't know if I want a world full of the people that love me. I got enough to do already. Strangers don't be asking me for nothing, but everybody I love do. So if everybody loved me, I would never get a chance to go to the moon. Deep, man. You got to ponder these deep philosophical questions before you answer. I mean, I know that there is really a part of my mind that thinks that way. That there's some kind of way I could lose through wanting to see through love. Okay, then it asks the question again. Then it goes on to say, and therefore, anybody who's looking on the world of sin, and that word sin simply means, the Course says, your refusal to change your mind, that's a sin. You know, your believing that some situation can't be corrected is a sin. Because by your belief it can't be corrected, you're not open to the solution and it doesn't happen. So your whole idea that it's impossible that something could be solved, he says, is a reflection of our arrogance of trying to say what God can and cannot do.
Yeah.
It's what we're doing as soon as we go, well, it's impossible to cure cancer. It's because we haven't figured it out through our ignorant selves. The part that thinks we're separate. The part that thinks that your interests and my interests are different. The part of me that would make me think I shouldn't look out for you as much as I look out for me. The part of me that believes I should blame you for what I'm going through. Or the part of me that believes I should be miserable around everybody I know every time I'm around them in order to show them how bad they treat me. Because I won't take any responsibility for what's going on within my life. So I become a living witness to everybody around me how crappy they are. Which is obvious by looking at me and how miserable I am all the time. That's the proof. You just don't do your job. All you have to do is look at me. That's straight out the Course in Miracles, but just say it. You know what I'm saying? As opposed to read. And that's why I work out the book. Because I know that most people haven't heard the Course in Miracles. The Course in Miracles is a trip. Mm-hmm. Especially if you do the substitutions or the definitions that it uses. You know, because I needed a new definition of sin. I like the idea of sin being me thinking there's a such thing as an error that couldn't be corrected by the Creator. Mm-hmm. That is a sin. Mm-hmm. You know. And the Court says, now you can, then it goes on to say, and therefore those who look on sin, those who are looking on the illusion, those who are looking on fear, those who won't change their mind, are seeing the denial of the real world. Okay, in other words, oh, this is deep. What you're looking at right now are the things that you see. When you're refusing to see what you deserve.
Oh my God.
Okay. The thing that you're looking at now, if you're unhappy in any area, the thing you're looking at now is the thing that you're seeing because you are denying what you've really been given.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This is the life you have if you don't claim your power. This is the life that you have if you don't claim love. This is the life that you have if you don't claim your peace. This is what happens to you if you don't practice the truth. So people that are unhappy are experiencing the world that you experience when you don't practice the truth. And if a lot of people are not practicing the truth, they have a whole world together. And then within that whole world together, some of them group together, make up their own rules, which they call individual cultures. That's deep.
Yeah.
So we're in the world that you live in when you deny that you're one.
Mm-hmm.
Would y'all breathe with me just a second? Woo! I know people forget to breathe in the Course in Miracles.
That is so true.
It's almost like we're like Olympic champions and don't even know it. So I'm talking, you can go a whole hour without breathing. And still, everything be cool. Because of course it makes you stop breathing. Because that's so obvious. What do I have now? Well, I have what you have when I don't focus on other things. You have what you have when you don't focus on other things. So everything in your life is what you focus on. How else could it be there? Nobody else sees it but you. You have to tell me about your fear before I see it. So nobody's seeing your illusions but you. The Course says each one of us lives in a world that's totally private, that's totally inhabited by nobody but us. And all we do is project our past experiences on everybody we see, interact with our past experiences, and never get to know the people around us at all. The reason why we're the only one that hear the voices that somebody is saying to us is because it's not real. The Course says anything that's real, everybody has it, everybody shares it, everybody's aware of it, and everybody is a part of it. If it's real, everybody has it. If it's not real, you're the only one that's got it. If it's not real, you're the only one that has it, and I can prove that it's not real, because there's not a thing that you have of a personal nature that's eternal. Not a person in here. There's nothing that you personally have that lasts. All personal items are illusions.
Does that include personal beliefs with yourself?
Yeah, thank God.
Deep core beliefs that you take really personally that shape your life one way or the other, that's just part of the illusion.
That's got to be part of the illusion because who you are would never even need beliefs. Because belief is an ego function. Belief can be changed, it's an evaluation, it's an interpretation, but the truth just is.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying? So we've forgotten that there are stable, real things to know beneath all the change that we see. You do have an identity. You are more than the images that you make up about yourself. You can make up your self-images as much as you want to make up self-images, but there's a real you that's beyond your image of yourself.
Yeah.
The problem is you see yourself through your image of yourself. Your image of yourself projects itself into your physical environment, and all day long you're interacting with your images of yourself. That's why you're drawn to people that make you miserable. I'm Chandler, don't get mad at me now. I'm Chandler, this is a Comcast. Okay. I'm just reading this book. This book is so deep, though. I've been reading it 25 years. I'm slightly retarded. I know that's right. So if you are miserable, don't feel guilty because I just blew your cover, okay? What I'd like to do is remind you that that's your call for love. That you're just trying to get the attention of something that'll help you. And you think if you look miserable enough, somebody in this world will be compassionate enough to reach out and help you. And you haven't recognized that it haven't worked yet. Okay. This isn't exactly a world that people just reach out to people who suffer. I don't know if you've noticed it or not. So suffering might not work. Something might not work. Get in line. As a matter of fact, mine worse than yours. Okay. We in competition. We in suffering competition. Some people should be in the suffering Olympics. Yeah, they just suffer more than me. I'm the best sufferer in the world. Nobody suffers more than me. Have you seen people like that? You tell them, hey, man, this went bad. Well, honey, let me tell you what happened to me. You think that's bad? Yeah.
And some people believe that suffering brings them closer to God because Christ suffered.
Exactly. Exactly. That's what we think. We think, you know, well, I'm probably not going to be too close to God then. Because I ain't going the suffering path. I'm getting off the suffering train. Sorry, y'all. Anybody else want to get off?
Yeah.
Okay. People want to get on the pleasure peace train.
Yeah. all aboard!
Woo! Your
smile is your ticket. Oh, man. I remember a time they wouldn't have never let me on the train if that was the condition. Because I did not smile. When I was a kid, they used to have contests to see who could make me smile. And I couldn't walk in the room standing up. I was so bashful, I walked around the baseboard on my hands and knees. Had a little problem with my self-esteem. So, if you say you really want to see the truth that you've been denying, then that last question adds the wish for constancy in your desire to see the real world. In other words, maybe see a comma you could say. In other words, the only desire that you have is your desire to see the real world. In other words, the only desire that I have is the desire to see real love. So if you answer the last question, what you're saying is the only desire that I have is constant happiness. Constant peace. Which I used to take to mean like a static condition. But the Course in Miracles says it was created to expand and to grow. So if that's what it was created to do, it's not changing just because it's expanding. It was created to expand. So when you said you want happiness that never changes, you're saying, I want peace, I want joy, I want happiness that always expands. I want safety that expands. I want some joy that expands. I want some freedom that expands. That's it. So if you answered the fourth question, that's what you just said. You only want happiness and love that does not change. All right. I would like you to take a moment to just think about that just for a second. Just take the power of your mind and go with that thought. I'm really saying today that I really would like to have peace, and I really would like to have love, and I really would like to have joy and safety that always expands. That's a different thought. That always expands. And I'm going to review that paragraph because it doesn't matter how much you remember. If you can just remember one thing, that's all you need to remember out of a class. So I'd like you to take a minute to just be with this thought. And I'm going to repeat it real quick in common, regular day language. See if I can read this paragraph. See if I can get it in my head. In content, all the questions are the same. Each one asks if you are willing to exchange the world of sin for what your loving right mind sees. Are you willing to exchange the world you have now for what your loving mind sees? Because the world that your loving mind sees is the world that your fearful mind is denying. The world that your loving mind sees is the world that your doubting mind is denying. So what you're looking at right now in your life are the things that you're focusing on. What you're looking at in your life are the things that you are focusing on. The things that you see in your life are the things that you are focusing on. The things that you're seeing in your life are the things that you are focusing on. You got to stop focusing on that stuff. 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 Stop focusing on that stuff. Focus on your same loving mind. Focus on the idea that you would like to see your happiness expand. My happiness expand. My happiness. Creator has a master plan. Peace and happiness for everything. I love holy music.
Who is that?
The Brooklyn Funk Essentials.
Good.
That's right. Have funk, we'll travel. Is that right? Y'all like to be around people with funk?
Yeah.
Got a little juice, got a little jazz in them, you know, got a little snap in their step, still alive. You know, the poet says some people just have a little spark. That's all they got. It's just a little bit of a little spark, but it's enough to turn into a blazing light. But we have to be like one match to another match. See, that's what you're supposed to be doing, is lighting each other up. Not putting each other out. Oh, you have too much light. Whoop! Let me tell you what's wrong with you. Let me tell you why you shouldn't be happy. Why you don't even deserve it. I'm here to put your light out. aren't you glad that you're about to attract people into your life that only want to help light you up?
You bet. Absolutely.
And they love you being the way you are. They're going to come into your life trying to change you.
That's the part I like.
Oh, that's the part I like too. I'm having this strange experience where people are saying that I'm helpful and they really feel like I benefit them in some way. And I don't really know what I'm doing other than being myself. I like that. I like this being myself somehow or another fulfills whatever need a person has. No sacrifice in a relationship like that.
Right.
I can be there with you forever. If me being myself is sufficient, why would I leave? Mm-hmm. But if you want something from me that I can't give you, so now you want me to develop that ability to give it to you, you're choosing the wrong person. I'm not going to develop an ability to give you what you need. Because then I got to constantly change myself for you. And obviously you don't appreciate the changes I've already made. Because you don't know what you want. So how can you tell when I give it to you? So be aware of that when someone's constantly trying to get you to change in order for them to be happy. They don't know what they want, and they wouldn't be constantly asking you to change. They just, Lisa, all I want you to do is one thing. Because they know what they want.
Wow, that's good.
You know, if they're constantly asking you to change, they don't even know what they want. So even if you gave it to them, they wouldn't recognize it.
Oh, that's deep.
Yeah.
Mm. We're working too hard. We need to cool out. We're working too hard. Nobody has to work hard to love you. Nobody has to work hard to love you. Anybody has to work hard to love you, they don't love you. That's why they're working so hard. I know I'm just this little retard soul. You know, I just know it. I gotta be. I'm on the little bright blue God bus that stops by the neighborhoods and thinking that God's here enough. You know, because I mean, it's like I asked myself so many ridiculous questions that were so obvious. You know, does the person love me? Are they constantly getting who you are to change? Then obviously they don't love who you are. They wouldn't be asking you to change. They'd be asking you to be more yourself. They'd be saying, hey, could you be more you today? That's what I say to my friends and partners. I want to see more you. Because then I'm guaranteed to experience something different. Because if I keep putting my fantasy on you, it's basically the same one. You did that. I promised myself I was going to stop making people work so hard
to get a dysfunctional love.
Thank you.
Yeah, we make people work too hard to get us. Mm-hmm. That's why we feel guilty. The court says we feel guilty. So always because the court says we feel guilty because we feel guilty because we're giving somebody us. Because if I don't love myself, I don't really value myself. So really, what I'm really doing is giving you something that I think has no value. So I feel guilty about even getting in a relationship with you and giving you myself. If I really loved you, I wouldn't go out with you. Give me your phone number. I'm too attracted to you. I won't. All you gotta do is look at your track record. Look at your track record. Uh-huh. What's your track record with the people that you were attracted to? It's not pretty good, is it? So the secret of a happy relationship in the beginning, until you start to love yourself, is in the beginning go the opposite of your attraction.
Yep.
Because if your judgment has been wrong consistently, then the next time you have an attraction, you know you should probably doubt it. See, I said, isn't that logical? That's totally logical, but it just eludes me. You know, because the court says we've been taught an insane way of thinking, but we are still sane. Everybody in here is sane. We just learned an insane way of thinking together. So all of us think the same insane way. And so we think it's normal to think this way, except for one little telltale sign, which is no real peace.
Right.
That's the telltale sign. You don't really feel complete safety and complete peace. So a group of wrong people together still doesn't make the premise right. But a group of wrong people together have an opportunity to learn because they all share the same insane thought. So we can communicate with each other while we're getting ourselves out of this total insanity that we learned.
Good.
Yeah.
So the court says we learn the erroneous way so that we can communicate. And then we use the erroneous way to take people out of the erroneous way.
Wow. That's deep.
Isn't that deep? Yeah. In other words, we have to act like there really is something to forgive. That's deep. That's so deep, I don't even know what the hell I just said. Let me go on. Don't nobody ask me to explain that, please. No, I don't want nobody to ask no questions. I don't know why the hell I said that. Okay, here we go. So when you answer the final question, yes, you add sincerity to the decisions you've already made about all the rest of it. So when you answer the last question, you become truly sincere about all the other questions you answer. Why doesn't this happen? Because I'm not sincere. Well, how can I be sincere? I can be sincere by answering the last question. Yes, I do want to see what I've been denying because it is the truth. I really do want to constantly have peace and joy and happiness in my life.
Yes.
I'm gonna stop feeling like it's strange for me to expect myself to have inner peace and joy. Are you ready to go to it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So the court says it's only when you have renounced the option to change your mind again, you only renounce your option to change your mind again when you become sincere. So whenever you make any decision out of sincerity, you never change your mind. If I say I sincerely love you, I never change my mind. If I change my mind, I don't sincerely love you. Now, since I'm an ego and I know how to do insincerity and don't know how to do sincerity, then that seemed like it was almost an impossible request to be made of me to say that I should absolutely, when I'm sincere, I'm saying something that renounced the option to change my mind. In other words, I want to be happy, and guess what, God? I really want to have peace. I really want to have joy. I really want to have safety, universe. Now, they didn't give you the condition. This is a condition. Now, the condition is, even if I change my mind and think I don't deserve to have those things, give them to me anyway.
Yeah.
I renounce my right to change my mind, which means even when I think I deserve punishment, even when I think I deserve attack, even when I think I deserve any kind of misery, even any time I'm hating myself, not feeling good about myself, I have renounced my right to change my mind, so therefore I still want the love to come to me no matter what I think about myself.
Yeah.
I have renounced my right to change my mind. Anybody share that idea?
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. That's what it means when it says you have renounced the option to change your mind. And once you really ask for the real truth, the real love, what you're saying is, I want that only. Even if I think I deserve something other than that, I only want help. Even when I think I deserve attack and punishment, I want help. I want correction. Whew. Woo! I love using my mind to say stuff like that to myself. So, the course then goes on to say, when it is this you don't want, when you don't want to change your mind, all the rest of the questions are answered. When you don't want to change your mind, all the rest of the questions are answered. When you don't want to change your mind, all the rest of the questions are answered. When you don't want to change your mind. And what are we better at than not wanting to change our minds? So I can do don't want to change my mind. That's why I work so hard all the time trying to change my mind, because I don't want to change my mind. If I want to change my mind, I just change my mind. So if I can't change my mind, I just really don't want to change my mind. You know? So I know how to don't want to change my mind. So the court says, okay, Mr. Don't want to change your mind. Don't want to change your mind about having peace. Don't want to change your mind about having love. Don't want to change your mind about having safety. Don't want to change your mind about having sanity. Don't want to change your mind about having fun. Don't want to change your mind about having health. Don't want to change your mind about abundance. You can still use your power to not want to change your mind, but now you don't want to change your mind about something that you really don't want to change your mind about.
Right.
So it'll be easy.
It'll be easy.
Some people, they get me today. Some people want to get out of here. And some people, they don't even know what day of the week is. I don't know about you, but sometimes when I'm listening to the truth, I go into another place. I space out. My mind won't even want me to listen to this sometimes. Because it makes too much sense.
Yeah.
It makes too much sense. That's why I know you can teach this anywhere. That anybody wanted to look at it differently. So I'm thankful. I'm so thankful for you all. I'm so thankful for this opportunity to be here to share these words with you. You know, I get a chance to stand in front of you and to say stuff like, hey, you know something? When you like to have a world that you don't have anybody that's trying to hurt you, that nobody's trying to control you, dominate you, and you could be happy all the time, all you have to do is say, I really want to see the truth that I've been denying because I've been so deep off in my grievances and stupid stuff.
Yeah.
That I don't want to waste any more time on this stupid stuff that I'm wasting my time on all the time, which is my sitting around constantly acting like everything and everybody is doing it to me. And I'm not going to waste any more time on everybody and everything is doing it to me. I'm just a victim of it all. I'm waiting for God to save me. But it'll never happen. Because you don't need it. They're not coming. I was just sent to tell you. Nobody's coming. I'm leaving myself this evening. I'll be gone too. You know why nobody's coming? Because you don't need nobody. There's nothing missing in you. Everything that you could possibly need is inside of you right now. You could change your whole life today just as easy as changing your mind. All you have to do is say, I really want to see what the truth is, and I don't want to continue to defend a way of thinking that's produced this experience that I'm not satisfied with. Why would I want to sit up here and defend my way of thinking that's obviously not making me really happy and loving? Because if my way of thinking was really making me happy and loving, I'd be open-minded to what you have to say, because that's the way a happy, loving person is. So the mere fact that you're not open-minded says you're not loving. So your thought system hasn't made you loving. You think your job is to judge. Well, you're not going to get paid by me. So you need to quit that job. I ain't gonna pay you to judge me. Who's paying you to judge, by the way? When's the last time we got our judgment check? Personally, I've never got mine. But it's my job. It's a trip, ain't it? Don't forget to laugh at it. The Course says that's how we got into pain in the first place. We forgot to laugh. We're taking it up much too serious. Lighten up. Let's lighten up. Let's lighten up. You're making your life very complicated because you're trying to convince yourself that you exist. Because certainly a person with as many complicated issues as you do must be very important. So it's a distorted attempt to be special. It sucks. Cut it out.
This is
a distorted attempt to get attention. But it sucks. Because in order for you to be right about how bad you think it is, something bad has to happen to you for you to be right.
Right. Yeah. I got that.
If all women are no good, how can I be right about that unless I attract some no good women? So every time I take a position of any position that's not based on love, I'm setting it up where I have to experience that thing to be right. And so I order it up in my reality. That's deep.
That's scary.
Isn't that scary?
Very scary.
Isn't that scary? You need to be afraid. You're right. No wonder we walking around like this. We think our thought gonna come back and kick our butt. I've been putting out all these crappy thoughts all my life. I'm on the lookout for them right now. You know what I'm saying? I know that somebody has all my mama coming back, you know. So people don't like to hear things like their thoughts are created. The law of cause and effect. What you put out there is what you receive. Man, we can't attack in safety if it's going to come back to us.
I know.
Yeah. I want to believe I can attack you and nothing's going to happen to me. Don't you sit up and tell me that there's a result to my action. That's why people run away from the truth. They don't like their thoughts. They hate their thoughts so bad that the last thing they want to believe is their thoughts would manifest. That's a scary thought to a person that's negative all the time, that your thoughts will manifest. That's why people in the world are never happy to hear about how they achieve their power. Because they begin to think about, oh my God, my thoughts are so horrible. I don't want to believe that my thoughts are manifesting. Well, here's the good news. Your thoughts have already manifested. Don't worry about them manifesting in the future. So all the things that you're afraid that your thoughts are going to create have already happened. Now take that, wrap your mind around that one. It's not going to happen. The result of every thought you've ever had has already happened. It happened at the time you were having the thought. So the only karma you're experiencing in this moment is the result of the thoughts you're having right now. You mean the way I feel right now has nothing to do with the way my father treated me when I was a kid? No, the way that you're feeling right now has to do with what you're telling yourself in this moment. That's why you're feeling bad. Not because of what your mama did when you were 5 years old, but because of what you're telling yourself right now, and reminding yourself of right now, about what you think your mama did to you when you was 5 years old. So it's really right now that's making you miserable, not your mama when you was 5 years old. And the only person that brought that thought up to this moment was you. Because the time had took it away. Time does that. Thursday is gone. Now, the only way Thursday can come back is I bring it back in my mind and relive it again by thinking about what happened to me Thursday. So time took Thursday away. I brought Thursday back.
Whoa.
So everything you're unhappy about is already gone. But you're using right now, by the way, peace is happening, to think about the stuff that happened that made you miserable. And so you relive it because you're forbidding yourself to let the past go. Because you think your suffering is a small price to pay to get you what you really want because you grew up in a world that told you you need to suffer and sacrifice. And I'm saying through the Course in Miracles, your suffering is no longer required. So from now on, if you're suffering around me, I'm going to be happy. Why will I be happy? Because I want to show you there is an alternative that you are refusing to look at.
Good, I'm glad
you're. But if I act like you, then I join in the suffering, yeah. And now somehow or another, it's just like me walking up to a really hot stove and sticking my hand right on the
And so you have so much empathy and so much sympathy for me that you walk right up and you put your hand on the stove too. So now that we've joined in the suffering, somehow or another, you are suffering less from your burns by me letting my hand be burned. Somehow you are burning less by letting my hand be burned. If I'm not mistaken, I'm feeling the same amount of pain with my hand on the hot grill with your hand on the hot grill as when your hand wasn't on the hot grill. So I don't have to join your suffering because it's not doing anything to it. You could suffer like that without me. That seems like a more pleasant way to do it for me. Is I'll look at you while your hand is on the stove and advise you might want to consider taking it off. So that's not being unloving. That's not me not being compassionate. I am being very compassionate by showing you there's another way to experience life than the way you are experiencing it. But you think you're so special that you don't think the laws of the universe work for you like they do everybody else because you are special case.
You're hot.
Uh-huh. So my job around anybody that's suffering is for me to be a simple reminder just by my presence that there's another choice that they could make if they wanted to. So I owe it to everybody in my life to be as peaceful and happy as I can around them so that they can see either that they are absolutely so cool that they're attracted to somebody as cool as me, or if they're miserable, I can be happy and peaceful and show them that there's another alternative other than their misery. So either way it goes, I am their savior by staying as happy as I can. You owe it to the people you love to live a fulfilling life. That's the least you can do for the people you say you care about. Mm-hmm. Is take yourself off the problem list of the family.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
That's what I do for all my friends and my loved ones as much as I possibly can. If I'm happy, I'm giving my whole family a break.
Yeah.
If I'm happy, I'm giving my partner a break. There's nothing they have to work to do now. They don't have to try to work to make me happy. They don't have to try to come up, oh my God, I forgot Valentine's Day. Oh my God. What'd you leave him for? He didn't give me no candy. What'd you leave him for? He didn't give me any candy. Doesn't that sound insane?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
What am I talking about? Well, you didn't remember my birthday. You just remember me the other 300-something days of the year. And you can't forgive me for your birthday. Okay. Woo! I love it.
Yeah.
But if you're in a relationship with a really conscious being, they know that they don't even have birthdays.
Yeah.
So you never have to worry about a gift. Deep. All right. I'm going to stop here. Let's take a deep breath. Let's bring it up to our bookie chakra. And all up to our root center. Yes, and our sewing center. That's right. Feels good to play. Feels good to play and hear the truth. Do you know you just made the decision not to change your mind about what that happens that you want and think you deserve?
That's good news.
Wow, that's good news.
That's
good news. Hey, y'all, thank you for sharing with me. Teaching these classes, that's how I earn a living in the world. So I appreciate if you're seeing value in what you heard today, sharing with me. I really do. Thank you so much for your appreciation. The blessing goes something like this. I will not change my mind about my deserving abundance. I will not change my mind about my deserving abundance. We all deserve abundance. Take it from me. And so here's a chant I like to do for 30 seconds with anybody that feels like doing it. It goes something like this. I am sustained by the love of God. I am sustained by the love of God. I am sustained by the love of God. And I'm not going to change my mind. I'm not going to change my mind about that. Next class, here's something to let go of my fear of love. I want to be more vulnerable, more less defended, more real, so that I can tap into the real part of people instead of the representative.
You're doing it.
And it's working.
Yeah, it is.
It is working in every area of my life.
Yeah.
You know, I went to a mind-boggling party last night. It was mind-boggling. I felt like I had was in it. You know that scene in Star Wars where they're in the bar? I was in the party like that last night. I went into another reality. And it was full of love and free expression. It was so good to be around a lot of people who weren't cookie cutter. They were daring to express their own individuality. And everybody supported that. So it showed me the other way people can be, rather than trying to conform to some type of ideal that someone who doesn't even exist made up. You can judge each other by it. If you got clothes and you put those clothes on and you don't feel good in them, you need to get rid of them. I'm telling you, you need to get rid of them. You know, whatever is in your life, you should be looking at it with love. All of it. And you're preparing yourself to be able to handle the stuff that's about to come to you. The Course says that if you believe that suffering is necessary for you to be happy, and you use suffering as a way of life, then if you were to have a sudden healing or a sudden happiness, it would precipitate you into a depression, and you would probably want to kill yourself. Because without your suffering, which you use as a way of life, you don't know what to do with your life. You don't have a life. So the Course says that your happiness will wait until you won't hurt yourself just because you got it.
Yeah. Wow.
So if you're a person that thinks you deserve to suffer, then your happiness is waiting until you can receive it without hurting yourself with it. So your happiness is available to you today, but you have to decide you're ready to stop suffering and sacrificing in a way that makes you feel unfulfilled. Your happiness is waiting. It just won't come to you when you hurt yourself because you don't think you deserve it. Because it's so goodly. That's all I want for you.
Thank you.
I'll see y'all the next time.
These are new students.